We must mean what we say when we speak the words, never again.
What concerns the outside world, it seems, most of all, is the civilian deaths. Now, approximately a third appear to be civilians.
No civilians.
We are targeting Hamas. We are trying to avoid any kind of civil casualties.
This airstrike on the school was the second airstrike on a UN school today. That's
Israel targets only military targets.
Now, this one was run by the United Nations, clearly marked United Nations school.
A war is a war, and these things can happen.
Now, this morning, there was an airstrike near another school, and three Palestinian men walking in the courtyard were killed.
This was the idea. The idea was to surprise them.
But in terms of the school itself, the building, I mean, is it marked at all? Is it identified as a school, a UN
absolutely,
building?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have provided the GPS coordinates of every single one of our locations. They are clearly marked with UN insignia, flags flying.
No civilians.
I will never compromise when it comes to Israel's security.
Offered no comments about Gaza until pressed.
When it comes to foreign affairs, it is particularly important to adhere to the principle of one president at a time.
Barack Obama, through his transition team, is denouncing these terror attacks.
The one who need to be condemned by the international community is Hamas. This is a designated terrorist organization.
More evidence of how dangerous it is. There's no place in Gaza safe for the ordinary people here, and they're terrorized, they're right to be terrorized.
So I expect the international community, including the entire Arab world, to send a clear message to Hamas. It's your fault, it's your responsibility.
The side that broke this truce and this ceasefire was Israel.
It's your fault. It's
2 months ago, this is back in November, there was an attack. It was an Israeli raid that took out six people.
You're the one who is being condemned. You are not going to get legitimacy from the international community this way or the other. The responsibility for the life of civilians in Gaza Strip is in your hands.
WP, or white phosphorus, is often used against targets which can be destroyed by burning.
Any chemical that is used against humans that causes harm or death through the toxic properties of the chemical are considered chemical weapons.
It's a chemical weapon outlawed by the Geneva Treaty of 1980.
A little bit more than an hour ago, the Israelis bombed the central fruit market in Gaza City, and we had a mass influx of about 50 injured and between 10 and 15 killed. At the same time, they bombed an apartment house with children playing on the roof.
Jewish Americans stand opposed to Israel's military offensive into Gaza.
The government of Israel is only doing this for political purposes, so the left-wing leadership, Kadima and Labor, can get a boost at the polls for the upcoming general election.
There's a huge media camp there, but it's the only spot we are allowed to film from now. The Israelis are controlling this. It's not what you would describe as the conduct of a democratic state, but they are determined to control the way this is covered, and they're not letting any foreign journalists in.
And I understood Zionist idea.
If I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
Those who threaten Israel threaten us. And I will bring to the White House an unshakable commitment to Israel's security. That starts with ensuring Israel's qualitative military advantage.
50% are children and women.
I will ensure that Israel can defend itself from any threat, from Gaza to Tehran.
If you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel because they wanted Hamas to counteract Yasser Arafat.
Now let me be clear. Israel's security is sacrosanct. Because support for Israel in this country goes beyond party. And I will always stand up for Israel.